Bacon wrapped bacon is the best, one person texts. All right, I'm with you on that. I'm happy to wrap my bacon in bacon, but I do take the controversial standpoint of not loving to wrap my steak, my shrimp, or anything else in bacon. It is National Bacon Day. We're talking pigskin on this National Bacon Day. Mike Dettillier, our WWL NFL analyst and co-host of Sports Talk, joining us on the live line this morning. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing all right. I'll ask you just so we can get out of the way. Do you like bacon wrapped around your steak or around your shrimp?
Hell no. I like just my bacon just like that.
Thank
Man, everybody
you.
Loves bacon. But hey, to each his own. But for me, just give me the bacon and I'll figure out what to do with it. But not wrapping it around steak or, shrimp or anything else.
Yeah, to me, that just ruins you don't taste the other food you're eating. I guess if there's something you don't like, maybe wrap bacon around it, and then you'll actually be able to eat it. We can't wrap bacon around the Saints to make them taste any better. That was a difficult game to watch again yesterday in the Superdome.
Yeah, Dave, I think there's also, in everybody's life, there's a reality check, okay? And I think for most of us, this was a few weeks back with this football team. It's not being negative, it's being honest that you're not close right now to some of these other teams. You look at the Raiders, they aren't a very good team either, but man, they play hard. And I've said this all last week, hey, you better come ready to strap it on because those guys, man, they play hard. Sometimes they don't play well and they don't play smart. But the Raiders played hard. You saw it yesterday. And they're playing for that coach because they know there's a new voice in that room in Las Vegas now. And their owner said it at the last owner's meeting. That new voice is Tom Brady, the new minority owner of the Raiders. And he's going to have a big say on what happens in the future. But yesterday, what you saw, and we've pointed this out so many times during the year, the Saints right now lack a really good young core of players to build around. And you don't have the signature guy at quarterback. So these are the type of results you're going to get from that. I grew up watching a lot of teams just like what I saw yesterday with the Saints. Because remember, this team went 20 years without having a winning season. And you sometimes don't realize what you got until you lose it. And once that time happened when Drew Brees and Sean Payton weren't here anymore, you realize what they meant to this organization. And you don't have those two signature individuals there. So you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, look, we got to change what we've been doing to make sure that we can try to rebuild this football team. And it's all about talent, personnel. That's what it's about. Coaching does matter. But boy, you a lot smarter coach when you got better talent. And they don't have enough talented young core players on this roster today to win big.
All right, Mike, I'm going to pause you there. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, where do you get that core of talented young players? And we'll start with the quarterback position. Do the Saints do that through free agency? Do they do that through the draft? Do they do that through getting players back off of injury? Because they have had a lot of injuries this year. We'll ask Mike Dettillier how the Saints get back on the winning side of things and find that core of talented young players he was saying they need to be successful in the NFL. And can they do it for next season? Mike's back with that after this check on WWL Traffic. At 6:25, along with Mike Dettillier, on the day after another Saints loss, when things look bleak for the black and gold. Mike, you were telling us before the break, the Saints are lacking what you called a core of talented young players. So how do they turn that around, and can they do it for next season?
You got to do it through the draft. Every once in a while, you can get you a real gem out of free agency. And they've done that in the past with a guy like DeMario Davis. And what he's done in a Saints uniform is unbelievable. But you got to draft well. And you got to draft for the right fit for your football team. Not what basically is good for somebody else, but what's good for you. And not every year you're going to get a chance to get a signature quarterback. That last year was unbelievable to think about, you know, in that one moment in time that you had a Caleb Williams come out of USC, what Jaden Daniels has done to the for the Commanders. Drake May is playing on a bad team, but he ain't playing bad. And we saw last night a little glimpse of what you might have to go up against twice a year for a long time in Michael Penix Jr. with the Falcons and what Bo Nix has done for Denver. That's not there every year. And so if you can't get that signature quarterback, then you got to rebuild your offensive and defensive lines. Dave, I'm a big believer in that. You win up front. You win with big men. The Greeks settled this years ago. When you got a chance to get a really talented big man or a really talented smaller guy, you go with the big man. Now, the Greeks didn't have to have a quarterback for them. But if you can't get that quarterback, you got to rebuild your fronts. Because yesterday was a great example. The Raiders are not a good rushing team. And look what they did running the football against the Saints. They gashed them from one end to the other. You couldn't, you know, block guys. The Raiders have 17 starters that are missing from the lineup when they went up against the Saints. Yeah, the Saints have had injuries. So have a lot of other teams, including the Raiders. So my thing is you got to build up front offensive, defensive lines. That has to be first and foremost if you can't find that signature quarterback. But, man, if you got the right guy under center, he cures a lot of ills for your football team. We saw it with Drew Brees. And think about last year. The Commanders were a four-win football team.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels comes in, and this team isn't loaded with star players by any stretch of the imagination. He's got them to 11 wins today.
And in the playoffs, and really impressive what they're doing over there. So is the future of the Saints quarterback position on the roster right now? Is it Spencer Rattler? Is it Derek Carr? Is it someone they got to find in the draft?
You know, it's somebody that either you're going to have to draft or maybe a free agent pickup. Every once in a while, someone does come available. But you can try to kid yourself that you think, you know, you've got the right guy at the quarterback spot. But you don't have it. You just don't. I'd like to see further development of Spencer Rattler at quarterback. At times, maybe he flashes it. You say, wow, look at that throw. And in the first half against the Raiders, it wasn't all his fault, certainly. They had a lot of penalties. They had dropped passes on him. He was impressive. In the second half, he played just like a rookie would play. there were good throws and bad throws. It was the inconsistent part of his game. And that's what is kind of the cut in the NFL. You might be able to get away with that at the collegiate level, but at the NFL level, what makes you a great player? You can do it game in, game out. And so, no, the quarterback of the future is not on this roster.
All right, when we come back after the news, I'm going to ask Mike to look through the draft. And are there any quarterbacks in the draft that could be the Saints' future quarterback? Or is there a free agent? You know, is there another Russell Wilson out there somewhere who's shown that he could return with Pittsburgh and still make an impact? Who is in the landscape of possible quarterbacks for the future of the Saints? Mike Dettillier will tell us that after the news here on WWL.